my nation, starting with my city and my family, was riddled with this problem of blind voting. I noticed that people I respected around me, people who I thought were intelligent, the role models in my life, my parents, my teachers, etc., were all casting their most important vote. The most fundamental exercise in engaging with democracy was being conducted in an atmosphere of blindness.
This is David Sasaki, the Research Director for the Technology for Transparency Network, and that was Vivek Gulani, the founder of Mumbai Votes, a website that began in 2004 to track the campaign promises of candidates during elections and compare those promises with their actual performance once they're in office. Gulani spoke with our South Asia regional researcher, Namita Singh, last week.
The idea was a very personal idea to start collecting performance information about my elected representative once they've come into power, for me to make a very clear assessment of whether they merit my vote again or do I need to consider voting for another candidate.
Soon Gulani realized that the information he was collecting over time to make an informed decision about his local representatives would also be beneficial to millions of others. He wanted to find a way to store and share information about how politicians in Mumbai were actually performing once in office and how that compared with their campaign promises.
There is a forum where every deed, every act in the public arena is recorded and kept in public memory forever, till the internet exists and till democracy exists, thereby letting them know that every action of theirs that has hampered public progress or peace and true development, inclusive development, will be on record, as well as every exemplary act of political will, every exemplary act of progressive politics is going to be on record forever.
To build this record, Gulani and his team of volunteers had to come up with a system to track media coverage of the campaign promises made by candidates during the election and compare that with the media coverage of their voting records in actual time in office.
All the data that we collect is all used to establish a baseline of the elected representatives' own stated positions about various issues. So every newspaper article that appears about every MP-MLA cooperator, which defines that person's or that party's positions on various political and public issues, is used as the baseline for assessing promise versus performance, or what we would call consistency versus inconsistency.
The website also has an archive of short video interviews with elected officials who recite what they've done over the past couple years and what they plan to do in the future. Few of these videos, however, seem to ask really hard-hitting questions. Gulani is explicit that this project is not meant to enhance civic participation so much as hold leaders accountable by disseminating information about their performance.
I'm very clear that Mumbai Votes will never have a blog where people can voice their views about politicians and political issues, because that was exactly the genesis of Mumbai Votes. Was there's plenty of opinion in our politics, but not enough of clear, crisp assessment.
Gulani has partnered with journalism and mass media students at local universities to help read through and code the media coverage of Mumbai's politicians and political aspirants. So far, it is funded by just a few wealthy individuals who volunteered money to the project after the Mumbai terror attacks in November 2008.
They happen to be people who have savings and who are wealthier than some of the other people in Mumbai. And that has been an adequate model. I don't see the need to currently go to a foundation or apply for a grant, etc. As long as these funds come, with no strings attached and with a clear understanding that it is only going to be used for running the costs of Mumbai Votes. So that's the financial model, is to continue pursuing individuals who resonate with this idea to fund this activity.
MumbaiVotes.com does seem to be doing very well. Not every local politician has a complete profile page with legislative attendance, video interviews, media articles, and voting records, but many of them do. I searched Google for a few names of MPs and municipal officials, and the first result was always the profile on Mumbai Votes, a much more objective look at their work than the politician's own personal website. Still, it's difficult to measure if Mumbai Votes has had an actual impact once voting day comes.
I don't think I can unequivocally establish a cause and effect relationship. I can just look at correlations and say that, for instance, in the last two elections that we have covered, we have made it very, very easy to unearth the criminal pending criminal case records of every elected representative and every candidate in Mumbai, and not just unearth the actual content of it, but also analyze it using a scale of gravity of punishment for various offenses that they might have been charged for. And that makes it very clear for a person to understand the criminal propensity of a candidate or a sitting representative. What it has done, at least in the case of a few constituencies in Mumbai, is it has highlighted the criminal records of the candidates or the sitting MP. And they didn't get voted into power. Now, I don't know whether that is because of the information that Mumbai Votes put out or what factors led to that. But there has been a trend of diminished percentages of candidates with criminal records getting elected into power.
Keeping criminals out of office is a laudable goal, as is building up an archive of media coverage of a politician's work over time. For MPs who are frequently covered by India's largest newspapers, this is fairly easy to do. But for local municipal officials who are held less accountable, there are still many obstacles. For one thing, many neighborhood newspapers still don't have websites or online archives of past coverage. Glani says that Mumbai Votes volunteer researchers spend much of their time simply transcribing articles from local papers onto the website. In the future, he would like to be able to automate this process using a scanner that would automatically sort and code coverage of local officials.
I would develop a tool, a scanner, where I can every piece of news information that comes into our doorsteps every day gets automatically scanned, and the tool, in a very efficient and smart manner, uploads this information directly into Mumbai Votes, so that the mundane work of mining this information from the internet or from hard copy newspapers gets completely resolved, and then we can move on to doing the really challenging social science analysis that we want to do.
You can have a look at Mumbai Votes yourself at mumbaivotes.com. That's mumbaivotes.com. And you can look at our full interview with Vivek Kalani at transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. This podcast and all our content is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Only license. Please feel free to share and remix it. The song in the background is titled Nothing is Waste by the Indian musician Shyam Monk and was published on jamendo.com under an Attribution Non-Commercial License. Our next podcast will look at the legislative analysis of Kubatana.net, a network alliance of NGOs in Zimbabwe.